This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. The week is almost over, so we're going to talk about what Gavin Newsom's doing. He said something about Joe Biden that's hilarious. We're going to talk about Dome, Corinne Diversity Hire, actually getting some hard questions. Where's that coming from? All that, emails, we're going to talk some tariff, climate change stuff, and so much more coming up. I have a lot to cram into the final hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, first, let me tell you a little story. I ran for Congress, as you know. You probably already know, unless you're a new listener, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I started to get really political. I just was working construction, doing a lot of driving out of town, working construction. Started to get very political with the books I was reading, stuff I was listening to. Decided I was going to run for Congress because I was mad about Barack Obama. I make dumb, gigantic, impulsive decisions all the time. It usually ends in horrific failure. So here we go. Now, I start running for Congress. I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm at every pancake breakfast, every GOP meeting. If people were gathering anywhere, I was there, handing out my business card, shaking hands, kissing babies, giving speeches, the whole works. All right, you got it. But I had somebody who was, this was in the Tucson area. I was living just outside Tucson, Arizona at the time. I had somebody who, I'll give you his first name, John, because it's so common. But John was, he's one of these guys, he's one of us. But he's been wired into the political scene forever. He's been an activist from his youngest days, running for office, helping people campaign. This is what he does. He knows every person. You have to talk to them. Don't talk to them. You have to visit here. He was one of those guys. And John took a liking to me and started working with me and deciding, hey, I need to try to help him. And John comes to me one day and says, hey, you need to go sit down with Jim Colby. Don't worry about who Jim Colby was. He's not really important to the story. He had been a congressman from that area for a very long time. I don't know if he's still around, by the way, but had been a congressman from that area. Now, I didn't know Jim Colby. I didn't like him. I didn't dislike him. I didn't know Jim Colby, but he had been a Republican congressman down there for quite a while. And John says, hey, you got to meet Jim Colby. And I said, you know, honestly, it's me. I'm an idiot. I realize that. But I said, why? Why do I need to meet him? And John says, you just do. Well, that's not going to work. No. Why do I have to meet him? I don't care about Jim Colby. It doesn't matter to me. And again, I wasn't being disrespectful, at least in my mind. Why? He's not the congressman anymore. He's retired. He's gone. Why do I have to meet with Jim Colby? And he said, it's not that Jim Colby can help you get into Congress. It's not that. It's that Jim Colby can possibly prevent you from getting into Congress. And I said, what? He said, Jesse, he was a congressman down here for how long? How many big donors and important people in this area do you think Jim Colby knows personally? How many do you think he can call to torpedo your run for Congress if he feels disrespected? You don't need him to get in. but he might keep you out. Go have lunch with Jim Coby. I said, okay, now I understand. The reason I brought this up was Gavin Newsom is obviously running for president. Everybody knows it. Running for president in 2028. He's going to make a hard run at it. You would probably handicap him to be the likely Democrat nominee, but who knows? Who knows? Democrats are insane. Who knows what they're going to choose? But Gavin Newsom's bouncing around the podcast scene, doing interviews on every show he can find. And he raised some eyebrows last night when he said this.
And we'll continue to build on the legacy, I would argue, of our former president, who I think was one of the most successful presidents in the last century. And that is Joe Biden. And I will defend that till my grave.
What? There's no metric you could possibly use to call Joe Biden anything but a disaster. Not just a disaster for the country, by the way, a disaster for the Democrat Party. Let's say you're a soulless monster that would make you a Democrat, and you don't care about the United States of America. You hate the place and want to burn it down. So let's just set aside the good of the country. Let's completely set that, divorce yourself from that. Democrats, after 4 years of Joe Biden in the White House, are on the outs everywhere, losing power everywhere in this culture. Political power, they're unpopular, they're a bunch of weird freaks. Joe Biden's inability to keep the worst impulses of the communists around him in check is largely responsible for the Democrat Party being completely on the outs, and Democrats hate him. In fact, we're going to get to Dome here in a minute and getting asked hard questions. Democrats themselves do not look fondly on the Biden administration, on Biden, and don't they blame them for lost power? So what's he even talking
about?
And
we'll continue to build on the legacy, I would argue, of our former president, who I think was one of the most successful presidents in the last century, and that is Joe Biden. And I will defend that till my grave.
What's he talking about? Well, Joe Biden may be old and washed up. I actually think we could probably skip past all the maybes, him and Grandma Vodka.
Shut up.
Joe Biden may be old and washed up. No question about it. Joe Biden's sitting on a beach eating ice cream right now, probably drooling on himself. It's embarrassing. Can't walk, can't talk. Age got him, like it will for all of us at some point in time. But how many phone calls can Joe Biden make to hurt Gavin Newsom if he wants to? It's not that you need Joe Biden or even want Joe Biden out there on the campaign trail giving speeches for you. It's not that you cherish his endorsement. It's not that you even have to ask for his endorsement, although he undoubtedly will. He was the last Democrat president. It's not that Joe Biden can get Gavin Newsom into the White House. But after Joe Biden's been in politics since the Civil War, how many phone numbers does he have of wealthy, important people and groups Gavin Newsom needs? And if Gavin Newsom doesn't suck up the appropriate amount, how many of those phone calls is Jill going to make? Because we all know Joe isn't making any of them. How many phone calls is Jill going to make saying, hey, screw that slick-haired freak out in California. Go back somebody else. That's why you have to debase yourself and go on the news and say things that are just ridiculous.
And we'll continue to build on the legacy, I would argue, of our former president, who I think was one of the most successful presidents in the last century, and that is Joe Biden. And I will defend that till my grave.
Yeah. Jesse, I'm listening to you right now educating us about the dangers of allowing the FBI to continue to exist. Perhaps, especially since when the communists are in charge again, they'll be ruthless beyond even current levels. I have three questions. First, how do we approach the need to dispose of the FBI to Trump? What's the process? Second question. So let me deal with this first one. Let me actually just tackle this first one. I'll get to a couple others because she asked, you know, what don't we need them in some form, something like that. All right, so stop. I talked to you about this before, and we'll talk about this many times. If we are, Let's say we have a marathon to run. Marathon's 26 miles. I think it's 26.2, whatever. Don't be one of those annoying marathon people. It's 26 miles. Marathon's 26 miles. We are at the starting line. What is this marathon? This marathon is defeating the communist menace that is infiltrated into our country and our government, and that's the marathon we have to run. We have not been fighting it appropriately. Donald Trump and the Donald Trump era represent the beginning of that fight. Donald Trump is not the end. He is the beginning. He can't be the end. You can't go from mile one to mile 26. You have all kinds of miles you have to do in between there. We just started. We're on mile one. He got us going. He will not finish the race. He can't be expected to. That's not the way it works. There have to be others. It might be you, by the way. Listening to the sound of my voice right now, it might be you. You never know. All right? Now, let's approach the other aspect of it before we get to that. Let me talk to you about switching your mobile company. That is something that is so easy to do. We talk about putting our money where our morals are, and we want to do that. But in so many ways, it's so difficult. Do you ever want to watch anything on TV? Well, good luck finding a company that's not just soulless to get a subscription on. It's hard. That's hard to do. But Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile practically raise a flag saying how much they hate you. In fact, during Pride Month, they do. Pure Talk loves you. And it takes 10 minutes on the phone? What in the world? What, 10 minutes on the phone? Switch to Pure Talk. You'll get to deal with a pleasant American because that's who they hire. They'll charge it. I pay half of what I was paying at T-Mobile. And this is the company handing out rescue dogs to veterans struggling with PTSD. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So just touching back on the FBI thing, because I have some other stuff I want to get to, other emails. I want to talk about this climate change ridiculousness. And apparently Chris had an issue yesterday we'll get to in just a moment. But the FBI. How do we approach the need to dispose of the FBI to Trump? Trump's never going to get there. You're asking him to go from zero to 100. You're asking him to run the entire marathon. It's not going to be Trump. He's not the end. He's the beginning. It will be others. We have to work our way towards that. Do we need a new bureau of some kind to do anything positive the FBI does? Maybe. This is when you start talking about, hey, we have to eliminate the FBI. We can't have a free country with an FBI. This is where people will come up with doomsday scenarios in their head, and they're legitimate. I don't want to ignore it or dismiss it at all. They are legitimate. Well, who's gonna take down all these drug traffickers? Who is gonna go after real domestic terrorists? I mean, who's gonna organize crime? That's very valid. All that's very valid. Here is what I will say. One, there are already multiple federal agencies out there. Multiple. The FBI is not the only federal agency out there. It's just the largest and most powerful. There are other ones that need to go to ATF, I'm looking at you, but we'll set that aside. There are multiple federal agencies out there. You can perhaps farm some of that work out to other federal agencies. Maybe you can come up with a new one, which will eventually get poisoned as well. But what we cannot do is allow the old one to stay because we have old ideas about what they do. When you think about the FBI, there is a chance you're thinking about some brave men and women sitting in a dusty apartment in Manhattan, listening in on wiretapped phone calls with the Gambino family, and you want these crime fighters out there doing it. Maybe you're thinking about a group of brave people huddled over a conference table trying to figure out who this serial killer is, and they have to track him down and get him. But maybe these are, because of reality, history, reality, documentaries, books. Maybe when you picture the FBI, that's what you're picturing. I have my blue jacket on with yellow letters. This is Agent Smith. I have a perfect jaw. I'm here to fight crime. Maybe that's what you picture. But that FBI is gone. The FBI we currently have took Special Agent Steve Friend, who was working on child pornography cases, trying to get the biggest monsters in our society off the streets. And the FBI said, hey, Steve, those child predators, that can wait. You see, here's what's going on, Steve. It's pretty scary stuff. There are parents showing up at school board meetings, and they're angry about the gay pornography in the school library, and they're starting to yell. So, Steve, these parents, they kind of sound like domestic terrorists to me. If you wouldn't mind, go down to these school board meetings, start jotting down license plates. We got to tackle this domestic terror problem. Don't turn the FBI in your mind into what you want it to be. And I know, look, obviously when you have Cash Patel, Dan Bongino in charge of it now, I know maybe you think a lot of that stuff has changed. And of course it has. They have FBI agents out there fighting crime for the first time in a long time, and that's good. But how many of the evil people are still inside the building? Many. How easy will it be for the next communist, the next Democrat who takes over the White House, how easy will it be to take the FBI and again aim it at Republicans? It'll be like flipping a light switch. Beep. Flipping a light switch. That's all it'll take. We can't fall in love with the past, all right? Bronco, now that we know Democrats are willing to go to the mat on the shutdown, why don't Republicans pass a new budget in the House with all the campaign promise cuts and governance? His name is Richard. Listen, Dick. Republicans don't want to cut anything, but Republicans don't want to cut anything. They just don't. Now, Chris, it's my understanding that you're a chess player. You play chess, right? It's my understanding that Corey hasn't played chess in 30 years. Do I have this right? What? Chris, Corey and I talked before the show. And I heard that you guys played chess yesterday. Is that right? It is, huh? So you play all the time, and he hasn't played in decades. Who won, Chris? Who won? Don't try to make up stories now. I know that Corey beat you yesterday in chess. Look, I don't want you to feel bad. Here's what I will say. Maybe you're just not smart enough. Maybe it's... No, listen. It's probably purely an IQ thing. You can't... Chess involves an intellect, all right? It involves an intellect that you don't possess. It's not even that Corey is anything special, I'm sure. It's that you are so far behind what would even be considered average that you probably had no chance. I wanted you to feel better, all right? I hope that helped a lot. Look, at least I could get you a 30-day free trial to LifeLock, right? So maybe Corey will steal your dignity, but your identity will never be stolen. Did you know, by the way, that every day there's a new data breach? Addresses, names, phone numbers, email addresses, dates of birth, social security numbers. Why do you think why are there always data breaches? Because someone's breaching it. Why are they breaching it? So they can ruin your life. So they can wipe out your bank account, so they can take out loans in your name. This is the crime now. This online data crime world, it's freaking awful. How do you defend yourself against that? LifeLock is how. LifeLock has been our shield for years now. And right now, my listeners get a 30-day free trial. When you call 1-800-LIFELOCK or you go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code Jesse, you get to try it for free, 30 days. LifeLock will protect you. If the worst happens, they will make you whole. Don't call after it happens. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Jesse. Terms apply. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an amazing, amazing Thursday. And do not forget that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So get your questions emailed in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So a couple things really quickly. Climate change. And we talked yesterday about Bill Gates supposedly backtracking. And this guy says, Jesse, I think you're missing something about Bill Gates' about-face on climate change. I believe he's now more concerned with creating energy for AI data centers than he is with closing power plants. Oh, you're 100% right. Yeah, you're 100% right. His name is Dave. Yeah. It's all self-interest. It's all about his money and whatnot. And, of course, the polls show that people don't care about
it. Top issue facing the United States, climate change. It was 3% in 2021, 2% on average of polls in 2023. And this year, the average of polls, two. It is very, very low on the list of priorities. I was trying to count it out in the Gallup poll, and basically it was so low down, you know, I was counting all the different issues. I almost lost track. It was like 15th or...
No one cares. You know why? Nobody cares. And this is something that we've talked about before on the show. Climate change is one of those things that bored rich people care about. Nobody, all around the world, people struggling to make it work. Or even if you're not struggling, if you're just getting by, you're working whatever job you work. Maybe that's you right now. You're getting by. You're not prospering. You're not swimming in it. You're not starving to death. But you're getting by. You know what you don't have the luxury of concerning yourself with? Some completely made-up gobbledygook about how the farts of the cows are making the earth warmer. That's a luxury. And if you're poor, you definitely don't have that luxury. You can't even consider it. To think about such things is purely for super, super wealthy people, these wealthy do-gooders who view themselves as gods and decide they want to start tinkering with everything and controlling everything and destroying everything. This is how these people think. That's one. Two, I'm going to play this. Listen to this.
Greatly worried about climate change. You go all the way back to 1989, it was 35%, 2000, 40%, 2020, 46%. And in 2025, look at that. It's 40%, the same number as we had 25 years ago back in 2000.
I want to explain something. And this is in light of the deal. It's not really a deal, the Trump-China deal. What it was is we're going to pause hostilities. We have about a year. It's just like we thought. We have about a year. We're going to pause hostilities. We're not going to 100% tariff you. You're not going to cut us off from rare earths. We're going to pause hostilities. We all understand that we need to reshore American jobs, American industry. We need to be making things here. We need to use the resources we have right here. Did you know we have, quote, rare earths right here in the United States of America? And so it's important to understand why we lost them and how we can get them back permanently. I have no issue with trade deals, a deal here, a deal there. You're using tariffs to push it, but whatever. That's fine. That's fine. Do your thing. You're president of the United States. Go for it. All that stuff is fine. And this is not an insult to actually Republicans or the House or Trump or anything else. But the only permanent solution to bring American jobs, bring American industry back to the United States of America, it has to be completely tearing to shreds the climate agenda that has been woven into our laws, and into our regulations. It's in the court system. There is no way you will ever bring American industry back to the United States of America in any permanent way as long as we have woven into our system this ridiculous idea that industry is bad for Mother Earth or whatever these stupid crystal-worshipping hippies believe. It's stupid and it's insane. We should be campaigning for more coal plants in this country. Instead, the best you can get is a Republican every now and then to say, well, some clean coal as long as we're super safe, you bunch of sissies. We need all the energy in the world. Take your solar panels and chuck them back in the Pacific Ocean and start building nuclear plants and coal plants and natural gas. Start mining again. Can we please start mining all the things we have right here in the United States of America? But we don't do it, and we regulate all of it. Well, I mean, if you're going to do that, we're going to have to do a $150 million ecological study because I was told that the fart trout used to be here and that you can't ever bring it back permanently as long as that is the state of affairs in this country. As long as these people have their agenda woven into our laws and regulations, we can never and will never bring back American industry to our shores. That is the root cause of all this. That is the problem. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to get upset. I'm totally fine. Jesse, when are we going to start arresting and prosecuting these whacked out judges that keep obstructing and impeding law enforcement? Well, we do have to start impeaching them. That's a fact. We have to start impeaching them. I want to remind you again that every single totalitarian country installs judges that will protect bad guys and prosecute good guys. Every single time, the court system gets corrupted because they install the judges that will only enforce what they want enforced and only against the people they want enforced. El Salvador went from the murder capital of planet Earth to the safest country in the Western Hemisphere, and it's not just because they took a bunch of gangsters and put them in their underwear and threw them in a prison system. That was only part of it. They took the judges that were letting these criminals get off scot-free, judges who were corrupt, bribed, evil, communist, and they removed them from the bench. We have this problem in the United States of America. And we don't have, up until Republican senators started getting their phone lines tapped, we haven't even heard mention of a serious impeachment effort of these judges. We have to remove communist judges from the bench. They have to be removed. Because the things they do every day, I don't even get mad anymore because I'm so used to it. You wake up and there's an injunction from this judge here, an injunction from that judge there. And what? They can't, a judge can't. The judge is there to do that. That's why Democrats installed that judge. They installed that judge there specifically so he would do exactly what he's doing. Now, I'm going to play you something because maybe you've picked up on something. And the something would be this. These Biden officials, these former Biden lackeys, if you will, they're all writing books. They're all going on media tours. But they don't seem to be getting the same reception that you would normally expect for Democrats. You and I have watched for how many years? 10, 20 years? Every former Democrat press secretary or vice president or senator, whoever it is, whatever their job was, as long as they were loyal communist members of the system, they would go write a book. You get a big fat advance on your book, and then you go do the media tour with other communists. And what do? They pat you on the head and pat you on the rear end the whole time. This is the best book ever. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy you're here. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, I've never read anything so amazing. That's how it normally goes. But we've been playing you audio. Corinne Diversity Hire has been getting asked so many hard questions, she had to pull out, but I'm black and gay thing. That's how uncomfortable it got for her. Dome just got it right in the face. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Speaking of your face, Ladies, I know that you have an uncomfortable number of creams in the bathroom because all women do. I know that. Do you know that OBS creams are all Cozy Earth? No. And I have to hear it all the, oh my gosh, this is the best stuff ever and it's natural. You want the best face creams? You know what I was curled up in last night when I got home? Her bubble cuddle blanket. You want the best sheets in the world? Take advantage when Cozy Earth is doing Black Friday sales. These prices don't come. Up to 40% off site-wide with the promo code Jesse at CozyEarth.com. Get some cream for your face. Get a blanket. Get some sheets. Get a robe. And for the love of everything, let me just say,
in the name of a just, merciful God,
get some everywhere pants. Get five pair. CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays tomorrow. Email your questions in. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So you remember Corinne Diversity Hire. I played it for you. She's been getting hammered with so many hard questions on her stupid little book tour that she's had to resort for the shield that has saved her so many times in life.
I woke up every day very proud to be the White House press secretary. I woke up every day as a Black woman who is queer, who had
oh,
never...
Oh, I got it. That's how much she's had to scramble. But it's not just her. Dome has gotten it several times in the face. It was Dome during this interview.
Wasn't Joe Biden then to put it on him? Wasn't his refusal to recognize his own frailties the reason that you faced a nearly impossible task?
I ran against Donald Trump for president. And Donald Trump ran on a platform that was in large part, I believe, misrepresenting his intentions to the American people. I do believe that there are a fair number of people that voted for Donald Trump who believed him when he told them that his first priority on day one is going to be to bring down prices. And he didn't. And you combine that misrepresentation of intention with also what was at play in terms of massive amounts of mis- and disinformation.
Now, forgive me.
And a truncated calendar in terms of the clock.
I want to interrupt you because that is a world-class pivot, but it is not the question that I asked you.
Why, though? Why the hostility? These are all friendly communist journalists. Why the hostility? Well, we talked about it before. These people, the system itself, it only exists to protect itself. Its only interest is protecting itself. As long as you are beneficial to the revolution, as long as you are something that helps the system be safe from harm, then you are in good standing. But whether it's your fault or not, if you become harmful to the revolution, if you have threatened the system in any way, you're the enemy now. Communists throughout history have discovered this. They wake up, even when they didn't necessarily do anything wrong, and they find themselves on the outs. I mean, how many guys in the mafia, associated with the mafia, if you enjoy those mafia stories, and we all do, how many of those guys associated with the mafia have been killed, not because they necessarily did anything wrong, but because there's a chance they might. Well, I don't want to go to prison. Old Tony Two Toes over there, he saw me kill that guy. I don't think he's talking to the cops, but better safe than sorry. Better go out and kill him. This is exactly how the system operates. The Biden administration is looked at so poorly by communists around the globe because they're not given credit for having, quote, won the White House, which is hilarious. They are blamed for losing it. And now these people have to suffer under this leadership.
We cannot have an immigration policy where what was good for the country 50 or 60 years ago binds the country inevitably for the future. There's too many people who want to come to the United States of America, and my job as vice president is not to look out for the interests of the whole world. It's to look out for the people of the United States. Now,
these communists hate that so much. You know what else they hate? They hate when you buy gold. They hate when you fortify your retirement. When you get some physical gold or silver in your hands. And you know why they hate it? Because it's freedom. They want you afraid. They want your dollar destroyed. Because then it gives them all the power. That's what they really want, is all the power. Well, when you buy hard things, things you can touch and feel, things that last, well, it takes their power away. That's why they hate it. Call Gold Co. I trusted Gold Co. with my money. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. I'm not asking you to do anything I wouldn't do or didn't do. Call them. At least get something sent to your house. 855-817-GOLD or visit jessielikesgold.com. Get it into your retirement. Get it sent to your house. What, Chris? You have something to say? Are you eating pizza? You didn't feel the need to warm up the pizza at all? It's never been, I'm not insulting cold pizza, but we have a microwave. We even have a toaster oven. You know, you can warm the pizza up in a toaster oven, and it's virtually the same, if not better. What? No, I'm not the guy who boasts about cold pasta. Chris, pay attention to the show. Reheated pasta. This is after you leave the spaghetti in the fridge for a day or two and all those flavors have gotten to know each other. And then you're on a one-way ticket. You got a one-way ticket to Flavortown after that, Chris. Get yourself a little garlic bread. Can you people eat garlic bread? Don't say it like that. Like I know everything. I can't know everything.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
This is extortion. Even CNBC has turned on Democrats over the Schumer shutdown. Yeah, well, they see the poll numbers. It's just not going well. Aide to Democrat Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey is busted after allegedly having 8 kilos of cocaine sent to the state office building. Chris, 8 kilos sounds like a lot. Is that a lot? That seems like a lot. You know what? By the way, this is America. Can we start measuring our drugs in pounds like everyone, like we should? FBI has spied on 160 Republicans under Biden. Trump calls for prison terms. This is what I'm talking about. This Republican might just have a chance to beat Kathy Hochul. There's a way of thinking out there that New York is slowly going our way as a state. Maybe not New York City, but as a state, it's slowly going our way. I'm trying not to get my hopes up, but I really like New York. Upstate New York is gorgeous. New York as a state is freaking awesome. What if we could get it back? Wouldn't that be sweet? New Jersey AG urges barring federal election monitors from polling places. That's weird how they don't want any election monitors at the polling places. They don't want you to have to show ID. But of course, when they win elections, they're all free and fair. Obama-appointed judge trying to take control of Border Patrol in a major city. No, you mean a judge was installed and now that judge that's been installed is using the power they have to protect the communist revolution? You don't say. You know what I'm going to say? Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday and we're going to have a real good time. Get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, all right? That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.